Tonight's shiur, Simen Lamed Beis, Se'if Mem He through Se'if Mem Tes. Se'if Mem He. Yitain kol parasha babayit shelo, shetei zekufa me'umod be'beisa. We take each parasha, we're discussing here the Shalroish, and each parasha should be standing upright in its compartment. Mishnah Berurah, Sefkan Reish Yud Gimel Zekufa, Kederach Kriyasa, the way it would be read, Ukederach Shema Amidin Sefer Torah Behechal, the same way we put a Sefer Torah in the Hechal, we stand it up, we don't lay it down.
The bells are
this
down.
Is, the Be'er Locha points out, when Achoy Shashit Zabein Tam, who held that Dafka has to be Beshchiva, who for Tefillin we don't do that. Ubediyaved, Im Nesana Shom Mushkeves, Ein Livsel HaTefillin B'Shulzeh, but if Bediyaved, the parashas were sideways laying down instead of standing upright, we would not pass over the Evet. Kain Kos Beis Yosef B'Shem Hari Ben Chaviv. V'chein Kos V'Bach. So writes the Beis Yosef the name of the Hari Ben Chaviv and the Bach. V'ayin Magen Avam, look in Magen Avam. V'neir Demikom Okom Al Lehabo Tzorch L'Sakim. But certainly in the future it should be remedied. Danash Yotzi Eim V'yanichem Kalocha. They should be taken out and put back in properly. Se'if Memvov. Yehagiloyon Elyon Techila. When you insert the parsha standing upright, it shouldn't be upside down. Make sure the top line goes in the bias first. Shezeo Shur Elyona, the first top line enters the bias. Vigilion Hatachton, the Tzad Peh HaBotim. The bottom of the parchment of the parsha should be near the mouth of the bias. The beginning of the parasha should be on the right side of the one who reads it. So if you are opening it to read it, it would be right in front of you how to start. As we said before, you fold it from the end to the beginning, and then you insert it upright. So when you slip it out, you can just open it and read it. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Reish Yudal Tzad Peh, the bottom is near the mouth. Because if you do it upside down and then you open up the parasha, everything's upside down. You can't read it upside down. Sifkan Reish Tes Vav Kehilchasan. It should be placed ready to read Kahalocha. Shahari Matsinu Shesedu Hanachosim Babatim Gam Ken Heim Misudorim. When you put the parashios in the compartments of the Shalrosh, you put them in sequence so that when you read them in sequence. Mitchila parashas Kadesh, Shal Yemino. First is Kadesh on the right. Then the adjacent parasha Kivyecha, Ushar parashos, and the rest in sequence. Kamosha Kasab is Simon Lamadad, as is written in Simon Lamadad. Akein Sarach Lihios Sofa Glila Shirosha Parasha Gam Kimitzad Yemin Negdo. So the end of the rolling, which is the beginning of the parasha, should be at the right. So we roll it from the end to the beginning, and then we slip it in. So when you open it on the right side, it's right ready to read. And they're all in sequence, the way it would appear in the Sefer Torah.
Yifrashi.
Correct. That's why he noticed, he just says, Kadesh and Ve'yigviecha, did not get into Shema V'Hayim Shema.
Right.
Left that out. If you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, Yehagilyon L'tzad Peh HaBatim, when you insert the Parsha, make sure the top is at the top and the bottom is at the bottom. Here, the Be'er Halacha says, in Hipech, if you didn't do this right, there are those who say it's possibly b'di'evet. Upright versus laying down. So that's not chalukas rishonim. It's not going to be possible b'di'evet. Se'if mem zayin. Im kosav kol ha'arba'a parashios beklaf echad kishem. If you wrote all four parashios of the Shalrosh on one piece of parchment, it'll be kosher. Afilu ein revach b'nehem, even if there isn't a lot of space between them, ubavad sheichut u'meshicha ben kol bayis u'bayis. But you're going to have to put some kind of thread or string separating between each bias. So basically, you're going to accordion it and slip it into its bias. You know, there's one piece of cloth, and then the next one, and the next one, and so on. Shalyad Kosev Ha'abar Parashas B'Klav Echad. Now, the Tefillin Shalyad has to be in one parchment. V'Gerel Osam Yisofon L'Chil Asan is rolled from the end to the beginning. V'Kor Klaf Aleyem, and you would wrap parchment around it. Usar Egel, and the hair of a calf. U'machnisam B'Veisam K'mo Shorosh, and it's inserted into its bias, the same as the Shorosh. Im Kesar Mal Arbar Klafim, let's say you wrote the Shalyad Parshios on individual parchment pieces, v'nichem barbo bottom, and you put them into four compartments. Yotza, you could still be yotza. V'hu sheyatle perish yichase, provide you lay over it or cover over, or a leather al arba batim on these four compartments. Shu'nir kavayis echad, that eventually becomes one bias. The shayat has to be one bias. So if you have four compartments, you're going to have to overlay with leather a single bias to make it one and not the internal compartments. It won't be relevant. So the Ramah says, listen, you have four pieces of parchment with the four parashas of shayat, we glue them together. Glue them together to make it one. The Zerli told Devik kosher, and you should use kosher sourced glue for the parashiyus of a shalyad that you have to combine. So you're not going to take the horses and use them to make the glue for the parashiyus. Mishtabur Sifkan Reish Tezayin, Afilu Ein V'chulu. If you wrote all four parashiyus of the shalrosh on one klaf, it'll be kosher even without a lot of space between them. What's something to say? V'kol shkein kashiyish revet bein parashiyus, certainly if there's a lot of space between the parashiyus, you could just cut them. And then there's parchment on the sides of the letters. The shapadam, that's even better. After basic siva kasam klaf echad, even though you wrote it on one parchment, if you wrote the four parts of shalrosh and you could cut them into four afterwards, you should. So the achronim write like this. According to the way we're learning, if you can't cut them up into separate parshios, so you're going to stick each parsha into its compartment. You know, it's one parchment for all four parshios. So what's going to happen is you're going to have to lay them down sideways. It's impossible to put them upright. It's got to be on its side. Because basically you're laying it flat and then sticking up the parsha into its thing. Afilu hachi kasha. It's okay. Ki zekifa ena el mitzvah. The idea of putting it upright versus laying is la mitzvah and not la ikuva. Kein lispar ha-perish lefimash ha-kaz be-sib she-mari u-mari ben-chaviv v'chein hiskam ha-bach. This is how we understand in the name of Mahari, Mahari Chaviv, and the Bach. I'm a Gavam Hashem, and Darach Moshe. So again, in this, we said it's a Machlokes Rishonim anyway, it's not going to be Ma'akev Benkach. The Mishnah Berurah said before, if it's laying instead of upright, it's better to take them out and put them back in. But it's not Ma'akev, you can still wear them. So in this case, you have no choice, that's what you have to do. Sifkatan Reishit Zayin, O Mashicha. Now you have to have some kind of thread or string between each compartment. What's the limit to say? The kiman shekasa parashas bar echod. Since you wrote the parashas on one piece of leather, tzarech lahafzik b'chut o meshicha o begid. You have to make some separation with either a thread, a string, a sinew. K'mo she'anu nogin ben bayis labayis, what we do between the batim, k'dei laseis heker shehabatim uvdolim, to show that they are distinct from each other. Al b'ksav haparashas adald oris, if you write the parashas on four pieces of leather, and Sarachla says klumbin bias. You don't put anything between the batim. The yesh poskim the kol gavit Sarachla says have the ben habatim. Other poskim say that you always have to separate the batim. The chen yishnuni that is the minig. Moshakos mechab the kamon sif nun alf yaver chut vechulu. Umekamok on the inin diyavet kasva taz the inim akiv sham taz says b'diyavet nama akiv. Shigas are shown. Shigas is first svar. They would actually put they run at the base of each of the compartments. Gid. There's a gid running through the base of the on the shalrosh between the bottom.
So yeah. It doesn't fall down.
sometimes you see it actually sticking out. Some so from that you can see it when you look at the front of the shalrosh, you'll see it. Others hide it, you don't see it. But they run a gid between the compartments.
What is in between the compartments along the?
No, where
bottom, at the base, by the titula.
Where the slot slits are. They have the bottom. They have coming out.
By the titula.
Yeah.
Sivkan reishut ches ba'abo batim. Now shel yad, that he writes in four parchments and four compartments. The koshkin and v'nichem ba'isechad. That feels different. Even better if it was in one compartment. Even though it's four parchments. So the eitzah is to cover it with a piece of leather, by overlaying it with a piece of leather, that overrides the fact that internally it's four compartments. It makes it one compartment. It makes it one thing. And this, by the way, was what we mentioned earlier, the tiny that the Chafetz Chaim had on the Seferim, that on the Shel Rosh would put an overlay of one leather and then just scrape in a groove. And he said, that's terrible, because now it's a Shel Yad, it's not a Shel Rosh anymore. Because you see in the halacha over here that internal four compartments is irrelevant if externally it's one piece of leather over the whole thing. That makes it a Shel Yad. So if you tried this on the true Shel Rosh, he ruined it. It's not a Shel Rosh anymore. Now it's a Shel Yad. So in halacha, it's called one compartment. Sifkan Reish Yutes, Vamini V'chul, the Ramah says, the minig is to glue them together, to make them one parchment. But so let me to say, Im Hanichim V'bayis Echad, if you put four parashias on separate klafim, separate parchments, for the Shel Yad, into one bias, after Bevada Yotzeh, L'maisa Yotzeh, the din is, you need the four parashias, you need one bias, and you have. The mitzvah is still, you should glue these four parashias together to make them one klaf. The afshel chathchila mitzvah lichtav av parashel yad klaf echad. Even though chathchila, the one should write the four parashias of Shel Yad on one parchment. If he already wrote the four parashias on four parchments, chashav k'dievet, that's already shon d'yevet. And the chatchila, you can use them if you glue them together. If there's a mistake in the last parasha, you can write it on its own parchment. Even chatchila, and glue it on. That's the Rebbe Di'evet. So let's say the sofer wrote all four parashas on one klaf, and he finds a mistake. The Magia finds a mistake in the last parasha. So he's saying in Eitzah, cut it off. Write the fourth parasha on its own parchment. Glue it together.
And even before you cut it off, you're still holding it's the holding.
Well, there's no Eitzah. At this point, you can't use it.
Right, so you're holding.
So you want to salvage the first three, cut off the fourth parasha, write it new, and then glue it together. If kan reish chav, devek kosher, you should use kosher glue. It's a lomer. I mean, behemoth tahar. That means from a species of a permitted animal. Because it's not ma'akev. There's only the mitzvah. You don't need the glue. You don't need to glue together the parchments. So why should we care? What kind of debug you use? You don't need to glue in the first place. The mitzvah, you should use kosher glue. If memches, in tzipa habatim b'zahav or behemah tamei psulim, if you cover the batim with gold or the leather of a non-kosher animal, it's pasul. Mishtabur Sifkon Resh Chaf Alf Oba Or. Gold or the skin of a not kosher animal, Perisha Asa or Mitchil Mehmetahir. First you start with the skin of a kosher animal. Va'achach Tzipal Osa Or Mehmetahir. Then you overlay that with the leather of a non kosher animal. Afil Hachipsulim is possible. Va'afilu Chotach B'mokam Hashinin, even if I made a cut where the shin goes. Shahashin Nira, that the shin is coming from the kosher animal, that doesn't help me. V'ayin Be'er Halacha, look in the Be'er Halacha. The Machaber says, if you overlay the bottom with gold or behemoth tamei, it's possible. It seems very clear that we're discussing a case where you have kosher leather over the parashios, and on top of that, I'm putting a gold overlay, gold plate, or non-kosher leather. Now, the Yehuda, in his first volume of Or HaChaim, in the very first siman, argues and says this is not the intent of the Gemara. When the Gemara says you cannot put a cover of Behema Temeya on the tefillin, it means that is the tefillin, not on top of kosher. The restriction against gold is if you make batim of gold. Gold batim are not kosher. But if you have kosher batim and you put gold on top of it, that's 100% fine. And it has to be, this note to be Huda, which doesn't get any mention in Bechlal over here, was referenced before. The Mishnah Berurah did mention him previously in Sifkan Kuf Behe. And in Kuf Behe, it was just a small note that when he talked about the Sofis Manenu who put a ticha, which was what he was talking about, this shmir they put over the bayis, and Huda said it was fine. Nishmas Adam says it's possible. Beis Meir agrees with him, not like the Medrash Yehuda. So that's where this came in. But previously in Sifkan Kuf Behei, you want to put some kind of shmir over the batim, the Yehuda said it was fine. And the Achorim disagreed. And that seems to be the halacha, and there's no reference to him, but it all starts with this halacha. I don't understand this din. It happens to be, I made it see in the note, that I think I'm a foolish raya to know the Yehuda from Megillas Esther. Because it says in Megillas Esther that Mordechai went out with Ateres Zahav. Is that what the Pasuk says? Ateres Zahav Gedolah. Is that the words of the Pasuk? Targum says, Totafon de Mikvin Bedahava.
It's
Tfilin Shalroish overlaid with gold. Unless you're going to tell me Mordechai Tzaddik is wearing postal tefillin in front of Klal Yisrael, l'chayra tzehen haraya to Nadi Yehuda, that the psul of gold is if you make gold in a batim. But if you have batim with a gold overlay,
so
l'chayra I think Targum had learned like the Nadi Yehuda.
So we had like a little cover like we have on the shel yad to keep it from getting, the corners getting rough, you just put it on top of the tefillin to make them look fancy. What are you talking about?
I think it was attached to it. It wasn't that you slipped it on and slipped it off. It was plated. Hmm. Se'if memtes. Halachamosh mi Sinai, shiut filin nitfarm begidei behema v'chayet tohoyim. Halachamosh mi Sinai requires that the sewing, the stitching of tefillin, is done with the sinew of permitted animals and chayos. V'tov nitfarm begidei shor, it's best to use the sinew of a shor, of an ox or cow, for the sewing. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Reish Chaf Beis begidei behema, v'lochin meha a cave. We take from the heel, I'm assuming it's the Achilles heel, shehem the venum where it's white, vimhem kashim, and if it's too hard to work with, merachim bavanim, you soften up by beating it with stones, achiesu kapishtan, becomes like flax, vitavinosan, vishosinosan, and you can spin it and twist them, vidasamogan avram, besof sifkan samachvav, binim zed hatvila shma, the mind of Avram says, when you prepare these sinews to be sewn with, you should spin it for the sake of the mitzvah. Whereas Eliyahu and Pimagodim say it's not necessary. Sifkan Reish Chav Gimel Tahoyrim, Afilim Neveos Tveifa Shalahem. It should be kosher species, even if they weren't properly slaughtered or they're Treifa. Sifkan Reish Chav Dal, the Gide Shor. We should ideally use the Gidin of a Shor. Then Ein Lo, if he doesn't have. Yigach Megide Behemadaka, you can use the Gid of a small animal, like a goat or a sheep. Aval Mitameya, from a not kosher animal. I feel with the Eved, possible. It's no good in with the Eved. V'tzorech iyun imut l'tfor b'gid hanosha. So Shiloh, can I use gid hanosha or not? Gid hanosha is a gid, and it's my kosher species, but gid hanosha is awesome. So is that or isn't that okay? The way the note's put on the side, you could say it's like Neveilus and Treifus. You can't eat it, but it's from the species of mutar b'ficha. Or you can say gid hanosha is always awesome. There's no tzad heter ever. Therefore, it's not mutar b'ficha as opposed to neveilus and treifus. It happens on occasion, but it's not like every single time you have
just
it.
Just aser b'chida or aser b'ano?
It's not aser b'ano. Okay. There's a sheet in the Gemara. We don't hold that way. We hold it's not aser b'ano. So that's the shaila of how you look at gid hanosha, if it's considered a mutar b'ficha or not.